All of the spiritual work exists inside of the laws that we see with the kelim, the vessels, the way that they cascade from above downwards and the way that they appear in us. And the primary law in his whole cascading is that there is no absence in the spiritual. There is no absence in the spiritual means that everything that exists, exists, and there is only an addition to it. Just like clothing, covers that hide whatever is inside unity, connection, the ideal corrected state, not even corrected, the ideal state that the Creator created, and we are outside of these clothings, these covers, so that through them we can penetrate gradually according to our equivalence of form with the internal laws that we exist, that discover that they exist in this system, in the relation between the kelim, the vessels, and the souls, until the relation between the souls, it's just like the Creator himself, like this force that created them to begin with, and that they then exist in that state, just like the first internal state in the system. Therefore, there's no absence in the spiritual, is that we do not discover anything new. As it says, and you shall eat the bread of old. So, it's just that you discover whatever exists. There's no such thing as you building something. Well, towards you, it is new, but it's not that it does not exist in reality. Therefore, there is nothing here that we can build or discover or do. This is all our correction in realizing ourselves, adapting ourselves towards tighter connections between us and in our resemblance, resembling the Creator more. That's one thing, meaning that we do not build anything that did not exist in reality, but to the contrary, we discover reality, the upper reality that is existing and eternal more and more. That's one thing. The other thing is that when we discover it, in the connections between us, we discover the nature of the Creator, which is considered that the Creator is revealing himself gradually as clothed or dressed within the created beings. So, as much as we yearn for correction, we actually come closer to discovering or creating or establishing the Creator between us. As he says, and you have made me. Besides this, with respect to the individual work of each and every one, it is work where we should try to replace our personal individual qualities with the qualities of the group, meaning to depict the group, the spirit in the group, its general character, the general feeling, the general thought of the group, and to simply to try as much as possible, more and more, try throughout the day to replace my feeling, my opinion, my understanding with that of the ten. Try that spirit of the ten. I need to constantly see that it exists outside of me. I'm constantly yearning and trying to be included in it. And a person's inclusion, integration in the ten is actually his walking from the state it is in the direction of Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. A person should see that all in all, the complete integration within the ten, this is his end of correction. Of course, along the way, he will discover many obstacles and conditions that he needs to detect and actualize in order to be integrated in the group more and more each and every moment. But all in all, this is our practical work. Therefore, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. The love of the Creator is a result of it. It's not that we work opposite the Creator. We never work opposite Him, towards Him. We just pray that He will help us. But the work that we have to do, and after He is doing it, is our integration in the Ten. And, I don't know, there's so much here to speak about, but all in all, if we focus everything that we need to do before us, it is actually each and every time, every moment, to try to integrate in the Ten, to depict correctly what the Ten is, according to the thought and the general thought and desire, which is how I depict it, that this is how it is. It's worthwhile to speak about it with the friends and to integrate in that, to put this places before me. And if I'm included in the Ten, in spite of, in contrast of whatever I am, it is considered that I took a step forward towards faith above reason. The Ten is the degree of faith above reason with respect to me, to my egoistic self. And this is how I do it. So if we will try more and more, each and every moment, each and every day, we will feel indeed that we are advancing. And the advancement would be quite concrete, tangible. We're ready for it. We have already gone through many stages towards this, and we're able to do it. And also, our whole organization is already correct, suitable for it. So, let us do an exercise right now, all of us. Let's get into a workshop where we will speak between us, each one in his Ten, about what is the character of the Ten, and how do I adjust myself, adapt myself to this character? How do I get into it? How do I dilute myself and truly disappear there as a component, an ingredient, which is in adhesion with the Ten? And then it is considered that by this I practically, for the time being, reached faith above reason. And then I will discover that the Ten is actually on an even higher level, and I need to take yet another step, and this way steps and steps and steps that we will take, and through that we will really reach faith above reason in practice. So go ahead, please. Workshop. Let's see, how do we take one such step? Go ahead. Second question. How do we accept, get the atmosphere that is in the Ten, in the connection between us, in the relations between us, in the inner heartfelt connection between us, that this is our next degree? And the next degree means, with respect to me, faith above reason. That is, if I accept what is in the group, and I want to be in it, in mind and soul, meaning in heart and mind, then I actually see before me in practice, well, not that I see it, but it's a certain spirit in the group, the connection between them, the relations between them, that it seems to me as higher than me, than myself, where I am. So by that, I see before me in a live way, I see the degree of faith above reason that I can reach. So, how do I build it? How do I do it in practice so that I always have before me greater and greater integration in the group? If I would be more organized, more ready, stronger, I would see in the group Gmar Tikkun, all 125 degrees, all of the Olamot, the worlds. It is all revealed in the relations between us. Nothing is missing besides belonging more and more to the group. And by this, I open up and open up and open up in the relations between us, the Olamot worlds or Ha'alamot concealments, and the Creator who is hidden there and who is connecting us. It all opens up there. So how do I depict within the relations between us the entire spiritual system until that state where everyone is as one man in one heart in the final form, which is Gmar Tikkun? So go ahead. Next question. How do we reach from the corporeal integration in conversation, in the study, speaking, in all kinds of such contacts between us to a more internal contact, more heartfelt, which is so that the integration would truly be a spiritual integration between us? Itkalelut, to truly be together. Spirituality is revealed when we are together. What does it mean to be together? And each one remains inside of himself. And in spite of it, we're together. So, how do we arrange such a connection? Then, according to the intensity of this connection, we will discover our spiritual state in all of the states, in all of the degrees, even though we will have great resistance between us, clashes, we will discover such things that we want to kill one another, like the students of Rabbi Shimon. Michal, give us this excerpt also about how much they hated one another. And above it, we overcome. This is called faith above reason, meaning the state of connection above the state of separation. But, well, in the meantime, how can we be drawn towards connection between us? As Rabash writes, he writes there in his letters, do we have it?
Yes, we have letter 8. It's in the writings of Rabash.
So let's take that as an example, that we have to actually do it between us, create such a connection. Yes?
And delights with them.
This actually is the practical work that we have to correct from the shattering of the vessels that the Creator deliberately prepared for us. And this is how we advance. The shattering continues. The revelation of the shattering before us, it continues each and every day. And I would ask the following. The Creator, by this, is showing us a greater distance between us, an increasing distancing. The ego grows in each one and between all of us. The distances between us, I'm not talking about neighborhood, I'm talking about the whole world. The distances between people are growing. They're trying to create all kinds of forms of connection between them, which are in order to provide benefit to their ego. However, nevertheless, we see that through this virus also, the Creator is showing us how much we're incapable and do not deserve to be together. And we grow further and further apart. If we realize that all of the work is in connection, then it becomes clear to us what is the Creator doing. He's showing everyone, the whole of humanity. He's teaching us bit by bit that all of our troubles are because of distancing, not physical distancing, but internal distancing between people. This, in the end, is what he has to show everyone, and this has to be revealed to everyone. So the first question is, how can we reach a state where we show the whole of humanity, even though it's not for now, still, that connection is the remedy for all of the troubles that are becoming revealed today with this pandemic and in general, to each one individually and to everyone collectively. And connection is the remedy throughout the entire path, meaning this is actually the correction of creation. So how, out of the fact that we connect, by this we seemingly disseminate, display that connection is the remedy against these troubles that are now becoming revealed to the whole world. So please, a workshop. Please propose to us, to all of us, how can we do it? This is already the goal, meaning this is our task of Bnei Baruch towards humanity. It's not yet clear to us, and of course not to humanity, but it would be good if we speak about it. Then we will be able to advance a little bit and come closer to this state. This is the correct state. And all in all, this is what the Creator is expecting of us. So, how, in spite of all of the shatterings that are becoming revealed in humanity, how can we show that connection is the remedy? Go ahead, please.
Kadima Sadna. From within, towards the outside.
Rav, I have a question. In order to accelerate the coming closer between us, our merging, maybe it's worthwhile for us to break the tens and connect in a different way, so that we will build tens in a new way. Well, according to languages, of course, because without that it would still be difficult. We are not yet reaching above our ego in a way that we will understand one another above language, above spoken language, above the shattering of Babylon. From there, all of the languages, the multitude of languages have come. Before the shattering in Babylon, we spoke in one language. We were as one man in one heart, seemingly, however, on a small scale. The Creator adds added oviut, coarseness. We drifted apart. We stopped understanding each other. We stopped understanding each other internally, and this is why the matter of languages appeared. However, can we take our tens where each one feels that he's in a ten, in a society, and we all know one another from the physical form all the way to the internal form somehow, and we're connected to one another, and we already understand it. If now, let's say, don't do anything for the time being, I'm just asking, but if we imagine that we, let's say, would build new tents, and now I have to get into a new tent where there I was never close to anyone, right? So the question is, does it help me or not? In what, how much can it help me to support them, to advance together with them, to annul before them, to feel myself as worse? What is closer to correction? Would it help? Practically. Or maybe now it's still premature. And it's not good for us to do it, because this is like a kind of a shattering that we perform artificially on ourselves, right? So what should we do? Is it worthwhile or not, now or later? A workshop, please. Live, right? Following the shattering, the Creator is telling people, go and make a living out of one another. Start connecting with one another, each one with the others, so that as a result of it, you will start to correct the shattering. And then you will discover the necessity for higher levels. What does that mean? That you will start to succeed in businesses, making a living out of one another. Then I will bring you shattering failures. And the result of that, you will learn that you have to be connected, not physically, not corporeally, not by give and take, but rather that you have to be in a tighter connection. Then you will succeed in providing yourself to what you need. Now, today, we see that the world is advancing into a state where indeed all of the businesses, small and great, are all falling apart. In the end, this should bring us the feeling that we are not connected between us. It is still far away, but from the physical, corporeal separation and distancing, so business-wise, in commerce, industry, we will reach a state where it is a result of the internal separation between us. And then once again, we need to see that the only remedy is connection. And towards this direction, we are building our system of dissemination, our explanation. We're constantly writing articles. We try here and there to inject these things to the broad public.
Dear teacher, I think that the penny dropped for me for the first time. It's 20-something years that I'm with you. Finally understand what being in connection means. Is being in connection means that I see the lack in the friend, so I have to go to him and tell him that, and both of us together have to rise together and create a middle line.
Incorrect. Why should you tell the friend the bad things that you see in him? By this, you're showing your own ego, nothing more. You should, even though you see something bad in the friends, in the connections between them, you have to overcome it and say, they have eyes but see not. They have ears but hear not. That you only want to be in a good connection. On top of the bad, you do not erase the bad that is revealed to you. It is revealed out of your belly, right? And you have a nice good belly. So then you rise above it and you connect with them, and you don't need a friend in order to reveal to him that you're bad, and you're bad because you're thinking badly of him.
No, I'm very bad, I know.
No, you don't know. No, you don't know because you don't see the friend as the creator, the good. Therefore, don't say that you are already in that bed. It's still far away.
Okay, so I need to reach a state where I see what the friend, I see that he is not right. Then I need to then go and pray to the Creator to make it so that I see everything in the friend as perfect.
Above whatever you discovered, that he is bad, above that. Not to erase it. That is the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're not erasing the evil in you You don't want to destroy it. You want to position, to place the good that you now get through the Creator above the bad. This is called faith above reason. This is how it's done. And then you will have a spiritual kli.
They're doing.
Okay, Rav, so what are we lacking? Missing?
What you lack is soul devotion to connection between people. You have a good heart, you relate to people well, but you need to raise yourself to a degree where you relate to them well, despite the fact that you think badly of them. And that bad hasn't been revealed to you yet, and it will be. You cannot invoke it artificially. You just need to continue and continue more and more.
Can I ask another question?
No. No, I have many. Look how many. New York 3.
Dear Rav, Rabash described a state where he attains adhesion with friends. In our workshops, when we discuss how to get to that same state, we hit a wall. We always hit a wall, if not in the mind, then in the heart. And it seems like the answer is always beyond that wall. Why does it make sense to keep pushing against that wall in the same place?
You all have to continue pressing against that wall. And to try, with that pressure you exert upon the wall, to try to perform all sorts of actions which lead us to correction. It's connection between us. It's dissemination to the wider public. Dissemination to the wider public. And a concern for widespread dissemination all over the world, because by that you prepare the vessel. You understand? So that's the main thing. Be with us, and furthermore, as much as you can, disseminate. And what the mind cannot do, time does. That's what's written. So we need to seem...
Tu prima hai parlato di raggiungere una connessione più fitta. Che cosa vuol dire raggiungere una connessione più fitta?
You said before we have to reach a tighter, more dense connection between us. What does it mean? It's more dense between us.
It means that we feel ourselves to be very close, and then we try to make it so that we don't feel close to each other, but instead to feel that we are together in one heart. That is the purpose, the goal of the connection, a single heart. If we stay in that, or do we stay also in an individual sensation, feeling of it? Yes, also an individual sensation and also in connection till we bring from below upwards, as we say, more and more parts from the hearts of each one into the general action. That's how we build our collective Paltzuf. Each one remains outside the Paltzuf, and each one tries as much as he can to bring a part of his heart into the Paltzuf. His heart, that means his desire, his will. That's how we integrate, and so we rise accordingly. Now we have...
Even as if we as B'nai B'rut become fully connected, for us to pass that connection on to the rest of the world, will we not need the corporeal nation of Israel to also be connected? For example, won't the other nations of the world need to see a physical nation or example of where this connection is paid off? For instance, if Israel were to become connected and cases of the coronavirus were to decrease, would that not have an important impression on us spreading the message of connection to the rest of the world? Toda Rav.
אתה עכשיו נוגע
Now, you touch upon a very sensitive point, a very critical one, which will become apparent on the path. The nations of the world will feel the extent of Israel's fall. The corporal state of Israel, that's what I'm talking about, it will be very difficult, physically very tough and difficult in this country, and mentally as well, very difficult. And we will actually be in a much worse state than all the rest of the peoples. We, by we, I mean everyone who lives in Israel. And except for that, the nations of the world will begin to blame Israel for all of the problems. And we, everything that's happening, and we, Bnei Baruch, have to explain why it is so and what it involves. And it should pressure us, Bnei Baruch, to expose the method of correction. There are a few stages also, which it's not the time to reveal, but that's how it will happen. We will need to explain it to the nations of the world. We will need to explain it to the global Bnei Baruch. We will need to explain it to those who live within the land of Israel. And in what way we can explain the correction, the stage of the correction, why it needs to be so, well, that will be a lot of work. But we have to understand that there's great work we need to perform here, very serious work, very complicated work. But when we do it, by that we become the Rosh, the head, the true head for the development of all of humanity towards the end of correction. We are the vanguard, which brings all of humanity towards correction. But before that, of course, there will be harsh times. They can be harsh times physically and emotionally, internally. And it depends on the extent to which we try to be more connected and more prepared and ready for correction through connection. We can do to succeed. Very good.
What do you see as different in the upcoming curfew that we're going to have, the second big one that we'll have versus the first one that we had? What can the Israeli ear listen to now?
So I'm told we're entering general quarantine.
Yeah, apparently they're going to have at least 2 weeks of a quarantine, maybe a month, and maybe they'll shut down schools also.
Yes, so a complete total quarantine, 500 meters from home, that's as far as you can go, and only for urgent needs, like to get food or something like that.
Yes, that's what they're planning. They haven't decided yet, but it looks like this is the direction.
And then, well, make public your thoughts. Make people used to hearing, as we are used to hearing that connection is the medicine, is the cure, is the salvation. Do that more and more, drip it to them, because it's against the will to receive, of course, and it helps only when it hears it few times and more, and then it drips in. All of the drops join to a great sum.
Again.
I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might, to ache with your friend's pains, and rejoice in your friend's joys as much as possible. I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest.
עוד יש לך שם קטע?
כן. Yes, do you have something else there? קטע מספר 3.
Yes, from excerpt number 3. From Bala Sulam, letter 10. Do what you can and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
There is no blow, disease, state in the world and altogether in our lives, corporeal nor spiritual, that cannot be corrected by connection. Because from the shattering of the kli, the spiritual kli of Adam HaRishon, ever since, all the problems come to us. The lack of light in the kli is the problem already. This is called the harshest of the harsh. And that's why, on the contrary, the connection of the kli, which invites and draws the light into the kli, into being an equivalence of form, and we can, must do this forcefully to take these parts that are, that have resistance between them, like a magnet that rejects both poles. We have to nevertheless connect these parts, and then accordingly, as much as we do this, the lights will begin to illuminate in those connected parts above the repulsion, the mutual rejection between them. That's called, my sons have triumphed over me, where the Creator separates between us, does the shattering, and we demand of Him to observe this connection, to keep it. So He does this and that. He did the shattering where we weren't yet in reality. Now we're demanding from Him to connect between us, and then my sons have defeated me. And then He is revealed. That's called, you have made me. This is why, with all these forces that push us from one another, to see them as the appearance of the Creator, that it's Him that's doing this. He's not letting us connect, so that we will grow and understand how it's possible to beat Him.
Ken.
Yes, Rav, thank you. You know, like a child feels his mother and he demands from his mother. How can we feel that it's the Creator that we need to demand from?
A child feels his connection with his mother while he's still inside his mother. He comes from his mother, and then he comes to her as she belongs to him. Each child looks at his mother as his assets that she owes him. And then, in such a natural way, he comes to her with claims. We don't feel that way towards the Creator. That's a problem. If we were able to feel that way from the Creator and demand of Him that You created us, You did all these states to us, You gave us all these possibilities, in every single state, You are giving us the free choice how to go. And then we choose the way in which we depend ourselves on You. On You. And therefore, in each and every state, in the smallest possible way, in this most minute way, we turn to You. Help us. This is called raising man, praying, because nothing can be corrected unless it's through the request for the Creator to give us the forces, to give us the understanding, give us the feeling, give us an example. That's what we demand. And this is what we need to do. Therefore, if we think that we ourselves will do something, it's true stupidity. It's stinking pride. We need to get used to directing ourselves each time to the Creator, each for the group, the whole group, for our groups, everyone together for the sake of all of humanity, and everyone, of course, towards the Creator to be revealed in us, and then will connect us and rejoice from us. For his revelation in us will bring him and us the joy of the end of correction. That's what we need to be. In this constant request, in this constant prayer, in this constant seeking, if I have something to turn to him with or not, what else do I need to gather? What conditions do I need to gather in order to connect to the Creator? Our prayer is already a demand for connection. Don't forget it.
Moscow Free.
In the first part, first excerpt, it says, people who are courage, brave of heart, what is it about?
The heroes, the brave of heart, is called that they can overcome their hearts. That's called the heroes of the heart, or the brave of the heart. As they can triumph over their heart filled with egos, with all their calculations, and they can overcome that and turn to the Creator and ask, demand of him assistance.
В этом и вопрос, учитель. То есть, когда вот мы на пределе возможностей начинаем работать,
this is the question. When we begin to work and reach the limit of our ability, we see that we are rags, that we can't do anything. I don't understand how that connects with brave and courage.
That actually happens to us between us in such a way. When I come to this state of having no strength whatsoever, then I come to the state where the Creator can help me. And then I turn to him. Continue. You'll receive all the feelings from this. These are excellent states. They build you. They truly build the right connection between you. That's how it is. PT10.
Мати Дукен Ракакшавев Есиман.
I saw the icon. You talked about connecting the opposite parts by force. My question is, what makes the pieces opposite, and what is the force with which we connect them anyway?
We want them to be connected. Not that they're connected. We want them to be connected. Therefore, that's the whole request. That's what the whole shattering is for. When do we feel ourselves shattered, not capable? We need to discover the measure of shattering between us, the measure of distancing from the Creator. It's the same thing, the distance from the end of correction.
You said that both are held, being opposite to each other like magnets, and yet we forcefully try to bring them together.
Yes, we want those parts to be connected.
So what's the force that connects them?
The light, the upper force. We have two forces. The lower force separates between us. The force of our ego, which rejects and pushes us from one another. And we want the upper force to come, and above the rejection, the mutual rejection, will connect between us. So it turns out that below we are in rejection to one another, and above comes a force and obligates us to be connected to one another. And the gap between those two levels, those two floors, we're here, we're disconnected, and here we're connected. Between those two levels, we feel reality. That's between Bina and Malchut.
The question is, in that state above, how are they connected? If they're opposite, how can they be connected?
I don't know. The upper light comes and connects between us. How could such a thing be? That's called a miracle.
If it connects above, why does it stay separated below?
Because those are the two forces that exist in nature, the force of bestowal and the force of reception, the force of rejection and the force of connection, the force of the creator and the force of the creature. And only in those two levels, if we are in between those two, we can feel the advantage of light from darkness, that there's a plus and a minus, there's light and shadow. Otherwise, we don't identify anything. We can't see if everything is light. We won't differentiate a thing in it. Now we are in all the darkness, and we also don't differentiate anything in it. That's why we don't feel spirituality whatsoever. Only when you have the two. This is why the whole evil inclination is not canceled, but rather it remains as the foundation to all the spiritual attainments. And upon it, all our ascent is built.
When you say we simultaneously feel the separation and connection above it, and two levels at the same time, who's we?
He who attains these two things, one who receives assistance from above, sees how much he's rejected from the friends, and how from getting this force from above, he's drawn to the connection with them. And between those two, he feels that that's called faith above reason. Reason that we're disconnected, rejecting one another, and faith is called the force of attraction to one another. And all these things we receive from the Creator. That's called the Creator of light and the emanator of darkness.
And the state, when it exists, does it stay, or a person falls from the connection to separation again?
Nothing disappears. There's only the addition of a new degree, greater darkness, and against it, a greater light. It's all the time that way. Whoever is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. Slowly, slowly, this will penetrate. And ask.
He says we need to do so and so, but he doesn't relate to the fact that we can't do it or always get to negative results.
That's not important what results you come to with this. As long as you try, that all your exertion, all your efforts will accumulate and accumulate to a great sum. And then you receive a masach, and the light that's above the masach is revealed to you, and you are taught how to work with the Creator. Yes, from the group. As the masach is upon the kli of the group, and above it is the Creator. And the connection between the group and the Creator is by the masach. That's what we need to come to. That should be the result of our efforts.
USALA.
First of all, it's very nice to see Bosvedon talking about love of friends. And he adds that there should also should be great compassion. What is the spiritual meaning of this great compassion between the friends?
I don't know to tell you what that is. It's a pleasant state. It's good. It's good to feel that you have such parts in the heart that already feel the friends as the parts of your heart. It's good to feel that the Creator is formatting your heart, correcting it, so that it will feel something that's outside of it.
You said that it's connected to...
That's what the shattering is for. What is the shattering for? The shattering is so that we will learn what's outside our will to receive. We used to be connected together. And then the Creator broke us. And those pieces that to start with were in me, there were parts of my heart, are now outside of me. In what distance? In the distance of my ego, where I hate them, reject them, and so on. What does he do this for? So that I will learn how to feel what's outside of me. The question is, for what? Do I need to learn to feel what's outside of me? Because the Creator wants us to feel Him. Him. And then by me learning how to feel the others, just like I feel myself, this is how I teach myself how to feel the Creator. This is why it turns out that coming closer to the friends is truly like I'm coming closer to the Creator. And when I love them, it's still not understood to me, but I learn from this how to love the Creator, how to reveal Him. That's what's happening to us. It's worthwhile, as fast as possible, to reach love of friends. In this, you will start to discover the spiritual reality, which is the Creator, actually. And all the discernments, the eternal discernments, you will feel the eternal life, not the life of a beast.
Seder?
Let's continue. Do you have more?
Yes, excerpt number 6. This is from Bala Sulam's letter 47. I've established for you conducts by which you can still hang on and not turn back. And the single most special one among them is the adhesion of friends. I sincerely promise that this love is able. And I shall remind you of every good thing that you need. And if you nonetheless braced yourselves in that, you would certainly go from strength to strength on the rungs of holiness.
Meaning only to the extent in which we're connected, according to that measure, we can see only in this that we are also climbing on the spiritual degrees and coming closer to the Creator. The measure of connection between the parts of the Kli in the group are actually the measure of closeness to the Creator. We need to come closer to each other, to the way in which the general force, the general light is revealed between us, and thus we will advance. This is how we will advance. We have, who's PT10?
You said it's good to feel that the Creator is formatting your heart. What is the formatting of the heart?
He's arranging it as 10 whole parts that include 10 friends.
Вы сказали, что есть клик группы, экран над ним и связь с Творцом.
Dear Rav, you said there is the Kli of the group, the Masach, and above it the connection with the Creator. What is that? Can you explain?
Of course, we learned. You learned what a parzuf is. A parzuf is 10 desires that are completely different in their nature and in everything, and those desires are connected together. And they want to connect to the upper force. So they build a connection between them, which is completely aimed towards the upper force. And then the upper light is revealed above those 10 parts. that want to connect, and they want to connect against their desire that they have this aviyut, and against their desire they want to connect so that there will be a connection between them, which is called a masach, and from them wanting to bestow to the Creator, to one another, and through that to the Creator, that's called Or Chozer. And then the Or Yashar, the direct light, the Creator, is revealed in them in accordance with how they format themselves so that they will receive Him in order to reveal Him, in order to bring Him contentment by this.
When I ask for the friends, I feel they have very different desires, different deficiencies. What do I need to add here in order for this connection to appear?
When I look at you, the several thousands of people that are in front of me, then I will tell you, I see in each and every one, nevertheless, the same desire that the Creator wants to develop, to cultivate, to grow, to that little part that's in each and every one, that's what I relate to. Those parts that are in each and every one, I want to connect them together, and all the rest is waste. That will later come to connection, but for the time being, it's just waste. So in each and every one, like Bala Sulam writes, that there are many sparks in all the friends. Oh, do you have that? Michael?
Yes, excerpt number 8. Bala Sulam, letter number 13. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while, from the light of life.
And those parts in each and every one and all together, we need to connect. That's what we need. This will enter into our partsuf that we're connecting all together so that there will be 10 sefirot. And all the rest doesn't yet belong to this. So I'm looking at every one. Look how many we have here today. And that we all want to connect all these parts seemingly in each of those boxes. There's a part that yearns for the Creator. So we want to connect those parts together. We're asking the Creator to connect us in such a way so that within this part that is connected, He will be revealed. Come on, there's not so much work here. It's clear to all of us what's happening.
Я хотел спросить. Раньше я приходил в десятку, потому что это нужно было.
I used to come to the 10 before because I had to. Now there's like a force that pulls me, that attracts me. I can no longer describe myself without it. What is that state?
That's not such a good state. As much as you enjoy that you have that force that's drawing you to the 10, but that state, I wouldn't think that it's so good. So where's your work? Where's your work? You have no work. You receive from above now some attraction to attend. Well, okay. So accordingly, you're now in a 10. You connect with them. Everything is nice and good. Well, and where's the resistance? Where's the work above your feeling, above your intellect, above your everything? Where's the justification that you have to do to the friends against your ego? You don't have it. Look at what the Creator is doing to you. He's saying to you, you know what? I'll take care of everything. You just don't turn to me. He doesn't want to hear any addresses from you. Well, so how is that good? Tell me. Now, from this state onwards, you can't advance, because you have nothing to turn to the Creator with. And without turning to Him, you're not advancing even a millimeter. So what are you so happy about? I would sit and cry. Therefore, how is it called an elder, an old person that acquired this wisdom? Where he's going and he's searching, where do I have here something that I lost along the way? Where is there more deficiencies that I can collect and to turn to the Creator with them? That's it. That's why a person needs to pray for the bad as he does for the good. What does it mean to pray for the bad? To pray means to ask the Creator for. What am I asking the Creator for? Bad? Yes, that's called to awaken the dawn. I do want to reveal more and more negative things so that I will have what to pray with, what to ask the Creator for, what to overcome, and thus come to the goal.
Please. We also have excerpt number 9 from letter 47. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and our near-to-come success.
That we can measure the success only on the measure of connection between us. There's no other measurement.
Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements.
Turn away from anything, everything, leave it. Yeah, there's one main thing.
And set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal. And you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all crimes. Test me in that, and begin to truly connect in love. And then you will see, the palate will taste.
In short, behind all these words, we have nothing to attain in our lives but the connection between us to the measure of love. We need to scrutinize what love it means. It's such an incorporation where I feel no gap between me and my desire and my friend's desire towards the Creator. And we are truly together in this, in partnership. French didn't ask yet today. French.
Bonjour, Rav. Je suis débutant de la sagesse de la Kabbale et je t'entends parler souvent des différents cours à venir en.
Hello, Rav. I still am a beginner and I hear about the future troubles that are about to come. What spiritual level do I need to reach in order to cope with it and how?
You're asking nicely. We just talked about that today. You don't have to look at all the blows like as anything else but an invitation for connection. And you don't have to look at connection but as the only remedy, medicine for any blow. And even more than that, if you're going to connect prior to the blows, it's like you're running ahead of the cart. That's called that we are hastening times, where we're blessing the times. We want the connection between us to be even prior to it. That's like an old person who's searching for what he lost. We need to find that